USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following their recent ruling in the so-called wedding cake case, the Supreme Court is now giving a Washington State florist who refused to serve a gay wedding a new hearing. The High Court said it wouldn't hear the case of Arlene's Flowers or deny its owner's appeal outright, but the justices are asking Washington's Supreme Court to determine if the owner was treated fairly by state courts. The justices sending the case back for, quote, further consideration in light of an earlier decision in favor of that Colorado baker, a case where the Supreme Court sided with the baker who'd refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. House Democrat Maxine Waters of California says at a rally on Sunday,
Mr. President, you need to be impeached.
And she says opponents of administration policies should harass any cabinet members and staffers they encounter out in public. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Over 600 buildings, many homes, remain threatened by a huge wildfire in Northern California this morning that continues to burn out of control and which has already destroyed at least a dozen buildings. The Pawnee Fire burning at least 7,700 acres northwest of Sacramento. Low humidity and winds are helping to fuel that blaze. And in southwestern Colorado, the 416 fire continues near Durango. It could worsen this week, also because of the weather conditions. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, saying the White House should put one person in charge of reunifying separated illegal immigrant kids and their parents.
I am here to urge that we appoint a czar in charge of the reunification process.
That, as President Trump says, illegal immigrants must be immediately deported with no judges or court cases. Actress Heather Locklear is back behind bars, arrested last night on battery charges after a disturbance at her home in Thousand Oaks. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two firefighters and a civilian wounded in a shooting incident at a senior living facility in Southern California early today. Authorities say crews were called to the building in Long Beach after fire alarms went off, apparently because some windows in the building had been blown out by gunfire. Two firefighters and a civilian shot, with a firefighter left in critical condition, the other two in stable condition. A suspect was arrested. He's believed to be a resident of that facility, but the investigation continues. Secretary of Defense James Mattis makes another trip to the Indo-Pacific region, this one including a visit in China, as John Clemens reports.
After visiting two different Air Force bases in Alaska, Mr. Mattis will be visiting China, where the Pentagon tells us he'll be meeting with several senior officials to exchange strategic perspectives while discussing areas of mutual concern. This is the first visit of a Secretary of Defense to China since 2014. He then travels to South Korea, then concludes his trip June 29th in Tokyo.
And hundreds of fish are dead after bourbon and brandy from a distillery warehouse in Kentucky leaked into nearby streams after the warehouse collapsed. Kentucky's Department of Environmental Protection says not all the 9,000 barrels that rolled out from the warehouse leaked, but enough did to kill hundreds of fish. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.